second half was better than the first.
Oh, come on, Craig. Did you hear your glasses run? wouldn't it have been hard? No, the contrast of the two halves was enormous in terms of the tempo and the intensity that we played at, and the good areas that we did get into. You know, and we did change one or two wee things there. But there are things that I feel that should be a given. You know, for the first whistle, should be a given. Shouldn't it be a bark or a bit of a rant at half time to get that reaction? That's got to be in the players' own DNA. You know, and that frustrates me. And that's what I say to them. You know, for 120 minutes, including the game on Saturday in there, that's what I felt to get us back. We then go out the second half, and as I say, get into great areas. But the big thing that frustrated me with that was our final ball. I thought more than often, you know, we get into good areas, and just to put a ball in there for somebody to go and attack, that was the big thing that got me. You know, the stats will tell them themselves. The most important one is, you know, the scoreline, right enough. But to have as much possession as we did in the second half and get into the good areas that we felt and worked it really well. I thought the intensity that we had in the second half, I thought the commitment, and we were really, really close to them and picking up most things. So that part of the game was pleasing, but as I say, the final ball's got to be a lot better, and the supply for the wider areas has got to really ask questions. You know, we weren't getting by the first man tonight with that, so that was frustrating. But as I said, the second half was certainly a different contrast to the first.
Christoph was at the centre of most things in the second half when he came on.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we tried to do something just before half time. But the instructions got lost on the way between the technical area and the pitch to get someone a little bit closer and behind Weatherburn and Carswell. We then done that with Christoph, and yeah, right away you could see him, it stuck well. So, you know, that's certainly food for thought with David up there, so it is. What we'd certainly do have, we'd get great individuals at this football club, there's no doubt about that. But the team is far more important, you know, and it's important that each of an individual does their own job. And when we do that, like in the way that we did the second half, apart from the final ball coming in, you know, good things happen. So I'm very disappointed, obviously, to lose the game, but you know, I can certainly take a great deal from the level of the second half performance in terms of the grit and the determination that the boys showed, you know. And I thought we were going to get something, you know. And sometimes you get lost in the game a wee bit there, you know. I still thought that there was about 15 minutes to go, because you're maybe enjoying in terms of the way that we're going at them. We didn't stick. We kept twisting, you know, we kept trying to ask questions of Dumbarton. But once again, I'll just come back to, you know, we got into the areas that we wanted to get into, but, you know, we just didn't have the final ball tonight.
You made a late change with Ross Cunningham coming out of the starting lineup. Is that just a...
Oh, he's thing with the, in the warm-up, he's rolled over in his ankle. And I watched him for the last 3-4 minutes here. Walking about gingerly, so I did. So it's like any player, they go in there and they'll tell you, oh, I want to try it, but why do that? You know, you're just wasting a bit of rhythm and a bit of time, just if there's a doubt in the head. So we just pulled it, and hopefully he can get back with us before Saturday.
Just